Haldeman now.
Oh, thank you. Hello, Bob.
Yeah, I haven't been able to reach John. He's where he is to go down to L.A. He's,
oh, that's right. He's in the West.
He'll be coming back. He's staying out at Justin Dart's place in Carmel.
Good, good.
With his sons for the weekend, but he went down to L.A. today to meet with a lawyer on this on the L.A. grand jury deal. So he is going to be back up to Carmel tonight, and I'll get him then.
Good, good.
They don't know how to reach him.
Well, let me say, I'm not, it isn't...
Well, we ought to check it out.
The point that I make is that I didn't want, I think my recollections are correct on this. You and I have discussed it previously, one that I was not aware of the damned, you know, the psychiatrist business until the picture thing developed, and that was late, you know. Do you? I don't ever recall any discussion of it. Do you?
Nope.
And I don't think John ever did. I don't think he did. And second.
I don't think so either.
Second, I think you have. Have you ever discussed the business of? He didn't call Kalmbach, did he? Dean called him, or how did it work out?
Dean called Kalmbach with Ehrlichman's okay, and then Kalmbach checked back with Ehrlichman apparently to be sure it was okay.
Right.
Ehrlichman confirmed it was.
The only question there is whether Ehrlichman. Did or did not talk to me.
You know, I've never heard any suggestion of that.
Yeah, that I mean whether he testified to that effect or so forth.
No, but I mean even whether he
it isn't, it frankly, let's face it, it doesn't do any good for his case either on either of these points, you know. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because basically I don't recall a thing.
Right.
I don't recall a damn thing, and they basically two are also privileged conversations, as we know. If anything is privileged, right?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. But
I don't think
yeah,
any.
But just well to check him out, and those are the and to reassure him on the other points, so that he knows where he stands on the Peterson thing. So, well, I've been to ask you anything. You have given very thorough instructions to the whole damn staff that when they're in there as note takers, that those notes belong to the president and they're not theirs. Isn't that true?
Absolutely.
And I was thinking, for example, that's true of John's notes and it's true of yours, right?
Yes, sir.
And they are supposed to be in the president's custody. That's a point that, you see, we're going to stand like a rock on. We're never going to give up on those notes.
Right.
Don't you agree?
Oh, of course. Got to, and that, I don't think you're going to get a rational challenge on that.
Yeah, I don't know where the hell Colson's notes are. I don't know, but was he told the same as everybody else?
Yeah, but I don't know what he did with his.
Mm-hmm. Well, if he's got them, he can get them in here now. I mean, you know what I mean? There's no problem there. I'll speak to Bizard about it, I guess.
Bizard, yeah, I'll check with him on that.
Mm-hmm. We'll do that. You play tennis today or anything?
Yeah.
Good. Good, good.
Sounds a little while.
Well, good.
It's kind of a miserable day down here.
Same here. It's got that...
It was raining, but it's...
It's clear, not sort of that foggy kind, but,
yeah.
You know, it's good to be here and so forth. And
I'm glad you can't get some sun.
That's good to hear your voice. Just let me say, by God, we're going to fight this son of a bitch to the and win it, too.
No question.
Don't you feel that way?
I feel very good about it.
The more I see it, that...
And I think the step you're taking now is the real key to it.
Do you think it is?
If we get away from any appearance of
apology about
you're trying to cover up and the reason and explain why there was that appearance earlier and be perfectly frank about it. You're darn right. We weren't anxious to get all this stuff out because it was a problem.
You mean the stuff on the national
security stuff?
Hell yes, that's right. We kept put out that whole stuff. That's right. But, too, you know, I had another little feeling that's very interesting, right? Well, of course, they'll chin them up as they go along, but I don't think these hearings are going to be the TV smash hit that everybody thought they were going to be.
No, I don't either. They're pretty dull.
You know what I mean? A lot of people, I think, prefer their soap operas. And they'll be on and off and so forth and so on. But the senators don't look all that good either.
No, and it gets, you know, when it drags on now, they've only had 2 days of it. They get 3 solid days this coming week.
Who do they have this week, Bob? You know, who are they having on?
They McCord for some more.
Right.
And they'll start with him on Tuesday.
Caulfield, I suppose.
And then they go right to Caulfield after that. And then they're going to go to this Barker or Webb Baldwin or one of those guys, one of the buggers.
I see.
And to Sally Harmony, who is the secretary that typed up the
talking
things. And to this Robert Reisner, who was Jeb Magruder's AA, who's supposed to give a sort of how did the committee work kind of thing again.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's, they're trying to get through all those this week, if they can.
Right. Well, let them just go on and on with that.
See, then they take off for 2 weeks.
What? Yeah, I see.
They close, they run 3 days this week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, then they close down until June 12th or something.
That's interesting. You know, though, by that time, I would think the grand jury would have acted, wouldn't you? I don't know.
I would sure think so. Well, I don't know. It depends on what your prosecutor does.
Oh, that's right.
Because
right.
He's got to get into the act now and study everything.
Oh, yes, that's right. That's right.
I don't know what his,
that may slow the whole thing down. Yeah, yeah.
If that'll take some
he's
time,
gonna,
sure.
He's going to have himself a hell of a lot of reading to do, isn't he?
God, yes. It's just incredible, the volume of stuff they must have on this now.
Yeah. You know, the thing is, too, that they really have a problem, you know, and Peterson, even in the last talk I had with him, is admits this, you know, he says, we really have a hell of a problem of conflicting evidence here. I mean, everybody, you know, I mean, we don't know, we just, you know, they I said, why the hell don't you indict somebody? Said, well, we just got too much conflict so far.
Hmm.
I think they have a problem there. I don't know what it is, but, well, of course, I do know what it is. There is conflict.
Well, sure. But at some point, they're going to have to zero in on.
Yeah.
Where do they think
when are they going to have Magruder? Are they going to have him for the committee or not? Later.
Oh, yeah. No, they get to the bigger fish.
And then Dean, I suppose that comes later, too.
Magruder and Dean and Mitchell.
Right.
And Ehrlichman and me. I think we all come at the end.
Right. Well, by that time, a lot of water will have gone under the bridge, won't it? But I personally feel very strongly, though, that we on the national security issue have just got to stand firm. And incidentally, I talked to Haig. He's talked to Henry on the phone. He said Henry's ready to stand up on this.
Okay. Well, good.
All the way.
The only way for him to
He said, by gosh, he says, I said, don't have him do any hand-wringing moralizing. I said, God damn it, he's the one that insisted on this.
Yeah.
And he said, don't worry, he said, or at least Haig said that, Haig said he's
good.
So,
now we've got the McClellan Committee, and I guess Scoop Jackson on the Armed Services Committee is pushing to get us up before them, and I think we ought to go, but we ought to wait till after your
Tuesday thing.
Your thing.
Yeah.
And then we can go and follow up on it.
Exactly.
Jackson's making a big thing about the big punch is going to come when Ehrlichman and I refuse to go on executive privilege, and I don't think we should refuse.
Absolutely not.
Because you will have lifted the privilege in the
no.
in the sense of the national security part.
On that issue, yeah.
And I think we stay with the privilege in terms of pulling out what, you know, any notes of any conversations with you, but we can confirm what you say.
That's right.
Because you've already made it public.
Which I will have said that I've authorized you to have this meeting, and for certain purposes, and then you can say, no, I can't go beyond that, but I can tell you this. But then you'll testify about everything you did.
Right.
I'm going to have Jackson at that Tuesday briefing, too. I'm going to get him in somewhere or other, because God damn him, he's enough of a patriot that he's got to be able to see this. I mean, of course, they all see the political shenanigans of the thing, but I don't believe you're going to find Jackson trying to crack the president at this point. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
I don't. Symington, yes, but not Jackson.
Oh, well, Symington. you're not getting anything reasonable out of him. He's playing it on a totally irresponsible basis.
Yeah. Blurting stuff out before. Well, anyway, have a good evening. I won't call you tonight.
Okay, well, I'll
You won't have anything before what time anyway?
Probably be fairly late because he's in California.
Right.
So not due till this evening, sometime back.